didn't have much time to study on Pete's escape, because just then, little Alfred came toddling over and got me in a headlock. He was still talking that goggy stuff, which means heroic guard dog in kid language. Little Alfred may have been little, but he was built a lot like his old man, High Loper. Plenty stout in the arms and shoulders. Kind of surprised me when he throwed that headlock on me and started dragging me around. Didn't figure a kid that age could do that, but he sure as thunder did. And one of the first things that happened was that all at once I couldn't breathe. Little Alfred had got a good start on strangulating me. Now, we need to get something straight right here. Your top-of-the-line, blue-ribbon, higher-bred cow dogs are famous for their incredible strength. As a group, we're probably the strongest breed of dogs ever known to mankind. I mean, shredding monsters, destroying obstacles, breaking into locked buildings, that's commonplace to us, just part of the job. But what many people don't know is that while we're licensed by the federal government as dangerous and lethal weapons, we also have hearts of gold. We love children, and at an early age, we have to take a solemn oath never to bite or harm a child. So here's the point. Anyone else who had thrown a headlock on me would have had tooth tracks over 90% of his body. And I mean within a matter of seconds. It's impossible to strangulate a cow dog without several winch lines and heavy equipment. Unless it's done by an innocent child. And see, our cow dog oath forbids us from biting or scratching a child. So there I was being dragged around the yard by little Alfred. And I couldn't get my wind. And things was getting a little serious. I just went limp and hoped for the best. Just before he got me snuffed out, he let go and I dropped into the grass. I sat up and caught my wind and was beginning to think about making my exit before Sally Mae came back, when the little scoundrel ran his finger across the cake and put a big glob of icing in front of my nose.